After a squabble about cabinet positions with the ANC, DA leader Johnson Hazen says it was to ensure the voice of DA voters is heard.
The configuration that we have managed to negotiate ensures that alongside the ANC, the DA is the only other party that is now represented across every one of the clusters in government. This means that, for the very first time ever, the voices of DA voters will be heard in every sector and in every room where decisions are made about our country's future. In the economics cluster, the DA will use our influential cabinet seats in agriculture, public works and infrastructure, forestry, fisheries and the environment, as well as our deputy minister roles in finance, trade and industry, and small business development to pursue a rapid growth and job creation agenda for the country. On the governance front, the DA will build on our experience in improving service delivery to reform and enhance the vital frontline portfolio of Home Affairs. We will use our representation as Minister of Basic Education, as well as our Deputy Minister of Higher Education, to focus like a laser beam on improving the quality of education our children and students receive. And our representation in the communication portfolio, alongside the deputy positions in water and sanitation, as well as energy and electricity, enables the DA to contribute positively to the improvement of these critical services. The DA was never in this for positions for their own sake, which is why we refused to accept watered-down compromises and why we did drive a hard bargain at times to ensure that the portfolios we got were ones of real substance.
The DA has 12 positions in the executive, 6 ministers and 6 deputy ministers. In Parliament, a DA MP was elected deputy speaker. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.